Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another edition of PZ85 Plays. I am your Game Master Double A Chan a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. The Star Wars Dawn of Defiance campaign came to a thrilling end. No, I'm just kidding. Tanner seems to think that's what's happening, though. Tonight, we have a very strong potential to wrap up Act 2, at the very least, to wrap up Episode 7, the... what is this one again? The other one's crap.
Dawn of Defiance?
What are we playing right
Wrath
now?
Wrath of Wraiths. Wraith of
No, the Reckoning of Wraiths.
There it is.
Reckoning of Wraiths.
The Wrath of Wraiths. The actual game system. I was like,
Looking at the other names and it's throwing me off. Yes, A Reckoning of Wraiths. That is episode 7, and it is a distinct possibility that it comes to an end tonight. We shall see. As always, that's always up for grabs. But of course, let's always introduce our cast as we get started. First, the co-owner and creator of Podzilla 1985, Chris Gaines, playing Hirani Tar.
Actually, tonight I'm Dikembe Mutombo. No. Not in my house. Why does he sound like that? That's awful.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I don't know.
That was awful.
That's very confusing. Playing with a stuffed duck and also playing Ira's name is Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi. I already packed my emotional support tauntaun, so tonight I have Georgie with me.
Hey, Georgie.
That's fair. Ooh, I don't like how accurate that was. Down there, our first ever resident Jedi, but now another one. Sigurd Talon is played by the man himself, Tanner Calvert, who tonight is at a -2 Jeep. He's at a -2 to Jeeps.
You know what'll fix that?
A destiny point?
Chong.
No. The only thing that can fix it is that hot new dance craze.
No.
I don't like where that's going at
what,
all.
What dance
anyway,
craze?
We're going to
no.
move on.
No, I need to know.
Oh, no.
What?
No.
It wasn't even there and I know it.
We're not doing
Come
it.
On.
What are you talking? I don't know what's going on.
Just say it.
I'm good.
Fine. And Cody Sandusky is here playing Kruskog Zubain and he wants to start the game so bad. And that's what we're going to do.
Now they're saying, Cody, why your dress is so classic? I don't want my best desk day in a casket. You can either lead.
Oh, he said best desk, though.
Yeah, I did.
And now I messed it up.
Hold on. Hold on. If Cody,
all right, well, that's it.
If Cody gets to rap real quick, I want to sing my favorite Chris Gaines song that it's your favorite Chris Gaines song, too, right? Ready?
Tanner left immediately.
You're right, Shannon. That is my favorite Chris Gaines song.
It's the shrug emoji. No one knows.
Silence.
No one knows what it
Literally,
is.
Literally, no one knows. No one knows.
Jonathan Wheeler, who sent the Burger King? I don't understand that.
Our heroes
that.
Finally made their way. What's going on?
Jonathan Wheeler said, who sent the Burger either. King? Is it me?
Our heroes finally. Oh, no. We never did figure out who sent the surprise Burger King.
Oh.
Who, or not sent it, but ordered it in the mobile app.
Ethan.
Yeah.
It was Tanner.
Tanner.
I like how his internet is up right now, and so he's just like,
"That's a great pose." Oh,
what is this freeze? It was just. Anyway, last week. Oh, and now it's frozen on double birds. That's good.
Oh shit! It really is.
That's terrible. He's frozen up. Last week, our heroes, for the 18th time, finally made their way back to the Resurgence to find the Rebel fleet in chaos. The distinctive sound of turbo laser fire was whirring throughout the air as many Corellian corvettes made their escape. Captain Verona called for a rescue. aboard the Resurgence, and so they made their way on board there to find that he and the few remaining of his bridge crew were being held down by an Imperial officer and some elite stormtroopers. And that is a very, very short version of what happened. But other than that, go back and listen to the previous episodes of Podzilla1985.com and get cut up. Let's do this thing, okay? We covered points and everything before we got started. Do you guys need anything from me, or are we good to go?
I need someone to rewind the when you listen to this later and tell me. He just said cut up. Okay, just making sure.
Hunter's saying cut up. I'm saying best death day in the casket. It sounded like cut.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are going to get cut up. I mean, but I'm going to get them caught up. Is the goal here. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and move you guys over on roll 20. So when we ended again, you guys were just outside the bridge of the Resurgence where Varana and his crew are being held down, and I realized I went to the map without moving you guys there. Boom, there you go. Now you should be able to see the setup. So you guys had entered, after making your way through the treacherous ship itself, because the ship is being rocked by turbo laser fire and there's wiring all over the place, but you made your way down a hallway to the lounge that is right outside the main bridge. That door, for the record, is not currently open. I think you guys had just pried it open enough to see that basically this Imperial officer right here and his crew were holding down Varana right here. And his remaining crew, there are several I didn't put on the map here, but they would be laying prone and presumably dead on the other end. As you arrive, the officer called out, "All right, Varana, this is your last chance. Surrender." And his voice pained from across the room. You hear go, "Go to hell." And he says, "Have it your way." And then turns to the troopers beside him and says, "Go on, Sergeant. Take no prisoners." So effectively, this thing is starting now. So what I need is initiative rolls from everybody, and we'll see who's going to act when. Obviously, you don't have to act and attack if you don't want to, but that is something you can do.
I'm going to go ahead and toss out that force warning option we have, which is anybody can re-roll if they wish, but they must keep the result of the re-roll even if it's worse. Tanner, well, I'm going to go ahead
and use that because it doesn't get much worse than a two besides a one.
I'm going to keep my 26. Well,
so it's free, basically?
Yeah.
Use the reroll even if it's worse. Never yes. Mind. Yeah, Grom's got a 16. I'm sticking there. Yeah, as well. He got a 31 total.
21.
For I'm assuming Iris is going to stick at that 28.
Yes.
14 okay. Plus 7 21 is 21.
Okay, 21 for both Kruskog. Yeah, but the bonuses are different. What's yours?
Right. Mine's always 7, so he'll go before me.
Yeah, so I'm going to put him at a 22 instead. Okay. And then you've got a 21, and then Harani?
26.
26?
Yeah.
26, got it. Okay. All right, I think that puts everybody on individual numbers. Perfect. Okay, so Graz is acting first, and as always, he does not act without instruction. So basically, it's up to you guys. Do you want to try to sneak around? Do you want him to go in guns blazing? He's the Hulk. Point him in a direction and tell him what to do.
Hopefully, he plays better than the Hulk.
Do you want him to delay his turn until somebody else goes?
Smash.
Ugh, Hulk is bad.
Hulk real bad. I think the time for sneaking around is over. It's time for guns blazing. Am I right, guys?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Guns blazing.
Okay. Then Graz, rather than a gun, considering there's one directly in front of him. Also, I don't know what that arrow is under the pink stormtrooper. There's got to be something under him. I don't know what that was meant to point toward. I guess it's just steps heading down. It looks like he's going somewhere. I don't know what that is. Anyway, it's not what it's supposed to be because I put him on there.
Between his buddies.
Well, he's not going to get a chance. Graz is going to pull his vibro axe. He is going to move directly in on this guy, and he is going to look to chop him down with the edge of his hand.
And that stormtrooper looks back and goes, "What the hell?"
What the hell?
What the hell? All
right, plus 17 to hit, and then 2d10 plus 15 if it hits. Okay, plus 17 to hit. Here we go. 17 and 7 is a 24. He is going to hit on a 24.
And when Graz hits him, he goes, oh, yeah. His
damage will be...
No, Graz rolled. Yeah. Groll's rolled up doing a... Yokiyama Tome!
Groll's roll. That's my
Did
favorite.
Did you say Groz?
That's Groz rolls.
Boy, sure. this is a rough night for
right? Diction voices and speaking, and I'm no longer a professional. It's fine.
Joseph, we are playing...
Okay, so Graz hits for 23.
We're playing the Star Wars saga. Dawn of Defiance.
Saga.
The Wrath of Wraiths.
Star Wars Saga Edition. Reckoning.
Reckoning of Wraiths. Yeah.
You gotta think of Doc Holliday. Ooh. It's not revenge he's after.
It's a reckoning. Oh.
It's a reckoning.
Not me.
Alright, so Graz moves in, swings this guy, hacks him up. and that's going to be it for him because that's going to use up his action economy. Iris, you are next with a 28. What would you like to do?
Bye, Hunter. Hi, honey.
I'm back.
Are we okay?
Hey, honey.
What?
I'm back.
Yeah, he did.
No.
Yes.
Michaela,
no. I'm not even. No, Tanner, we're not even going to address it. Keep going.
Okay. Let's see here.
Yeah, see it anyway.
Right. Mm. I guess I am going to follow suit with Graz. I'm going to take out my blaster because I guess if we haven't come up across anybody, I don't remember if we even had them out because we were doing other stuff.
No, we had them out. Remember, we were running down the corridor.
We
came from one combat to another, didn't we?
Oh, you haven't fought since you got on the ship.
Yeah, because we had issues.
As soon as we got on the ship, though.
The fighting was on. We pulled.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Whatever. Either way, right it's out. So I'm going to go ahead and move into the room. Say. I don't want to be right behind Graz, but I guess just wherever my icon is, just move me forward where I still have line of sight to Pinky. And I'm going to take a shoot.
Oh, you always do. Allies, take a shoot.
Allies don't block your line of sight. Well, shit, you broke
what a night.
None of us can talk tonight.
Allies don't break your line of sight. So.
Yeah.
And actually, your icon was smaller. I don't know why. There. I fixed it.
I'm shorter. I don't know.
Lindsay, you can add an extra... D8 to that role if you can draw a picture of the Prophet Muhammad.
No. I am before I attack though. I'm gonna go ahead and use one of my force points to enact my fool's luck for this encounter and add a plus one to all of my attacks.
Okay, sounds good. Brings you down to one.
Yeah, and I'm going to take a shot.
Okay.
19.
That is a hit.
All right.
Hmm.
8 plus
I have
my
questions.
Trusty sidearm plus my normal bonuses. 25 damage.
Yeah, he's dead. He's dead, Jim. Yeah, basically, Graz comes in. These guys aren't expecting a rear assault. They're not expecting anyone to be coming from behind them. And so, having made their way through the ship all the way to the bridge, they pretty well just focus fire toward, or they're preparing to focus fire toward the remaining survivors, they think. When Graz comes in with that axe, nobody expected that at all. And so in the wake of getting hacked with that thing, Graz basically ducks. This guy turns around at you, ping him right in the dome, and he goes down.
Nobody expects the Wookiee.
Those are your actions, yes?
Yeah, that's all I got.
True. All right, at a 26, Harani, you're up next.
First of all, what do you want to do? I would like to address Michaela, who is Doc Holliday. Doc Holliday is an original character in a film called Tombstone.
That you need to watch.
That's not true.
Not true at all.
He is a historical figure.
Yes.
Yeah, but almost guaranteed not to be.
You can't get mad at people for not knowing things.
Not as interesting as the Val Kilmer version, though. Sure, the Val Kilmer version was way more interesting.
It's possible. Well, no. I don't know, man.
No.
Interesting is a different term. Valorous? Heroic? Yes. Interesting? I don't know. I've read an awful lot about the guy, and he was interesting.
Can we at least agree that the Wyatt Earp movie version of him was the worst version of all of the Doc Holliday's?
Yes.
Okay. And what was it, Dennis
Actually,
Quaid?
Most of the Wyatt Earp movie was the worst version. Yes, yeah, all poor choices.
Absolutely,
all
true.
Of it was very bad.
All right, so
they should feel bad.
My gunslinger is gonna, I guess, can I go behind Groz and Catgirl?
Like there?
Like right? Is there room for me to be above Lindsay?
Yeah.
Hugging the wall.
Yeah, yes. There's a space there.
Now that
the grid's a little off, but yeah, there's a space there.
Now that would also help me with my command cover, right? Since there's two people there.
Yeah, if it stacks versus how many people are adjacent, is that how that works?
Yeah. Up to five, then, I think.
You're adjacent to both of them. Okay. Yeah.
And then I'm gonna
it's
take
It's a shame I can't let you also be adjacent to that Bellsprout that's right over your head. It's a sink, but look at it.
It looks like a.
It does
That's
look like
great.
A bell sprout.
That is great. Or it's a terrified Psyduck.
He's up there screaming.
He's sad.
Now I can't not see the bell sprout, and I hate that.
He's up there screaming, Clarence.
Be strong for
oh,
mother.
Oh yeah, it does kind of look like Toad. Do
for
right. Do you love me, Clarence?
No.
Or do you love me, brother?
Strong. I'm gonna...
somewhere. Jesse just lost it, and he does not know why.
Oh, he knows why. I want to take a shot at orange there.
Also, Michaela Winona Earp is supposedly the daughter,
is that
granddaughter.
This one?
Yeah, the one directly below. No. Wow, I didn't know they were so close. The one below the pink one.
Okay, that one's for somehow. Discord says that's brown. I also agree that's orange.
It's orange.
But Discord codes that as brown. Yeah, that's orange. So yeah, that's cool. That's
Technically, orange is a shade of brown.
Well, yeah, because they're stepped down. Yeah, you got line of sight there. You're good. That's true.
The brown is a shade of orange.
Yeah, those are so. There's a stair step down, which means you can see them. So, yeah, you can shoot at him.
Okay. Now I've already forgotten how to shoot. All right, how do I shot Webb?
Press B.
Taking my shot.
Oh. Bravo.
It's a good first roll.
Oh.
It's a good first roll. That's a nat 20.
Yeah, that's a hit. What's your max damage?
On this, since it's only one blaster, it is 3d8 plus 6.
So that is
okay.
24 plus 6, 30?
30 damage. Okay. Surprisingly not dead, but definitely not in any shape to...
He ain't happy.
He's in bad shape.
Yeah.
You effed him up.
Yeah,
no.
And then,
once again, these guys are all, it's like, this all happens in the course of like 6 seconds. So basically, one of them gets hacked up, another one gets domed. This guy out of his peripheral sees his buddy go down. He turns around and just takes one square in the chest. He's in bad shape.
Well, it's because he coughed.
And then what else?
He
and then what'd you do? What'd you say?
When he hit the blunt, so he had to take one to the chest. You know, right there. Anyway, and I want to use my swift action to impel ally one to Sigurd is closer, so except he's not paying attention right now, so we're gonna wait a second, or he's gonna lose it.
Are you just trying to move him into the room?
Yeah, I was gonna have him move into the room so that way on his next turn he can just go wherever. But he ain't looking, so let's do it for Kruskog instead.
Okay.
All right,
Kruskog, where do you want to go?
So if it's single movement, just 6 feet, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
I feel best working at a distance right now, so let's go 1, 3, 4. I'll pass through Graz and I'll put myself there.
Oh, he's talking right to there. Someone. That ain't good.
Wait, what? Oh, he's talking.
Cody, is that where you wanted to be?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so that puts Ronnie out of actions, which means it is time for the troopers to act. Only so much will they be caught off surprise.
I don't appreciate so that I got brought into first, the action right as that happened. I wish I would have stayed.
I mean, there was no way to know, man. There was no way to know.
I wish I was LeVar.
Where's my iconic Resident Evil role?
Yeah, I'm kind of psyched that he's in that.
He's the only part of that I'm psyched about.
Yeah, most of the rest of it is not great.
I don't like the way Tanner's looking right now.
I'm trying to figure out how this works. Yeah, he looks like he's got an awful lot going on his plate right now. Where is this? There it is. Okay. Okay. All right. So with a... Where is it?
Okay.
You okay?
The veteran officer is going to move down amongst his buddies here. And yeah, he can see Kruskog from there. Let me check. Okay. So basically... He's only just becoming aware that something is going on behind him, but you're the one he can see there, Kruskog. So he moves among his crew and tells them to focus fire on you. They're going to get a bonus to hit and a bonus of damage to hit you between now and the start of his next turn.
Sorry, Cody.
Which means they are going to focus their attention on Kruskog.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So picture it being the Rock. What's gonna the happen. Rock staying in the middle of the ring just to...
I'm so sorry.
Did I do anything?
No.
No, not yet. Well, I don't know. Did you do something? Are you okay?
Check the chat, man.
Okay. And then
Holy shit.
He also is going to... He's got his little blaster pistol there, Kruskog. He's going to take a shot at you. He does not get the bonuses that his pals are going to get.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that... What's your reflex?
Reflex is currently a 28.
Okay, yeah, no, he misses. He misses with his blaster pistol, but he has designated you to the target of their assault.
Stop it, Shannon. Stop it.
That is going to be until the start. It's basically a mind-affecting effect. That's what's going on. Okay. And then the rest of them. So we're just going to start with Orange since he's right there and alive. He is going to... Oh, you guys are nice and knotted up for him. Mm. Yes.
Okay. I got command code.
Since you're all in space there in the same...
Someone's so getting chucked at
the
us.
The orange one there is going to lay down auto fire, which means he's going to hit... That entire... Well, he can only pick a four-square space. So, since he gets a bonus to hit... he could hit three or he could hit Kruskog, and he's got a bonus to hit him. Yeah, he's going to focus it on... It'll be Kruskog and Graz. Cool. So, versus your reflex.
I'm so sorry.
Graz first. You will auto-fire. Yeah, he's going to hit. And versus Kruskog, yeah, he's going to hit.
Oh, don't worry. I have something for him.
So,
don't worry.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a single damage roll, except you take a little more damage than Graz does.
actually need to find what my damage was before this encounter, because I haven't looked at it. I don't think I've been hit in a while.
Got that right. Yeah. Ah. Hey, he rolled really poorly.
He did.
Oh,
cool. I didn't mean to roll that 20. Oh, I just rolled a nat 20. That was horrible.
Well,
I
didn't mean to pull that. Out of the way right now.
So, before you go any further.
It's an algorithm, Tanner. I can roll them anytime.
Right. Before you go any further, so he's going to give 20 damage to me, I gather, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So what's going to happen is that we're going to use Stand Tall. Once per encounter, when I take damage, all allies who are within 6 squares of me and within my line of sight as a reaction make a single attack on the target that damaged me. So everyone point your shit at that son of a bitch and take care of it.
Wait, read that again?
That is Stand Tall, my bonus feat for level 8. It's Galaxy of Intrigue, page 29. Once per encounter, when you take damage, all allies who are within 6 squares of you and within your line of sight can, as a reaction, make a single attack on the target that damaged you.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Okay,
I've been
waiting
for that for so long, because I haven't been
for
hit.
The record, they all have to have line of sight. Wait, hang on. How does that read again? Let me look at it here. As a reaction, make a single attack. Okay. Well, for the record, you still have to be, like, you still have to be able to do it. So first of all, Groz can't, because he would have to get close to him.
I got two friends with blasters standing right near me.
I was going to say, and Sigurd can't, because even though he's close enough, he does not have a ranged weapon either.
No, I'm not worried about him. He's within line of sight because
the door's open. But
right.
Yes, okay, so the two of them can. Yeah, so Iris, Harada, you two can make an immediate, ranged attack, just like a basic attack against this guy.
You want to go first? You still take the
damage, though, right?
Yes, yeah, I still take the damage.
Okay.
But someone else is getting hurt, too.
It feels dirty. I don't want to do it, but yeah, I'm doing it.
I don't want to do it.
No, I mean, it's a good deal. I just wanted to get the details on it.
Feels very Jesse-like. 23.
Whoa.
23 hits.
Hey. All right, calm down with that shit. Hey. This is in the book. You can go look for it. I ain't min-maxing this shit.
Sheriff.
Don't make me rip that damn badge
23
off.
23 hits.
Okay. Lindsay, you want to roll?
Sheriff.
Iris.
Oh, I thought you were going to do your damage. Or are we just doing it all together?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you can do it however you want.
Okay.
I mean, this dude already
took
30.
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
We both got 23s. So.
What are your bonuses to damage, Iris? Yours is...
My bonus to damage altogether is 13.
Plus 8 for me.
Oh, he's dead on that. Yeah, he only had 11 hit points left. So yeah, basically, this guy, on the command of his officer, turns and auto-fires into the group, and in the wake of that, Kruskog pretty much just does the same thing. He hits him with the Thanos, rain fire, and you two, instinctively fire off blasts that put him down. He's done.
Do I have a reaction?
Moving this turn, because that's what he was going to do next. Huh?
Basically, I just want a free action to speak real quick.
Talking is a free action.
Yeah, I'm going to look directly at the commanding officer and say, I wouldn't do that again if I were you. Mine shoot harder than yours.
Okay.
That's a little squishy.
Get that out of your system? You feel better?
I do. That Kruskog's going to feel a lot better as things go.
I'd say that's a dark side point. That's taunting.
Oh, you kiss my ass.
Michaela asks, what are you the sheriff of? I'm the sheriff of Patties.
Is that how that works, dude? That's not
Zubak.
Nobody voted you that. You realize this is just a made-up title, right?
Gave him an ocular pat down.
Right. he put the badge on. An Irish sheriff.
And why not? It worked in
the yellow one. The yellow one's gonna shoot at Groz.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep something going here.
Yeah, Hunter's already sick of us, I can tell.
With a single shot. No, it's just, it's 9:05 and I'd like to play Avengers tonight before it's 1 o'clock.
Call of Duty, Hunter. Call of Duty.
I said what I said.
he said what?
Versus, it's not going to hit. All right, takes a shot at Groz, misses. I have so many people to run, and so I'm trying to keep track of them. This guy's going to move further in and get behind this console so that he's not quite as visible. And the remaining three have the easiest line of sight on Kruskog, so they're all three going to shoot at him. No, I take that back. One of them is going to move up to here and burst fire the group to the left. So I'm going to try that first. Hirani, your reflex.
My reflex is a 20.
I feel like I've got to be super delayed on Shannon's side.
You are. Yeah, I don't
you
know
are
if it's
for me too.
It's like your lips will move, and that's then annoying. Like a second later, you'll start talking.
All right. Well, hang on. I'll be right back.
Okay. Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
All right. Oh, maybe that's better.
Maybe. Yeah, it's gonna reset it. If it's anything a little like it has been previously, it'll reset it for me for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then you'll still delay. But
point is,
your reflex
27 plus. I have that command cover.
Okay, that's still gonna hit. Iris,
33.
That's gonna miss. Damn, you are hard to hit. And Graz, he's gonna miss him big time. All right, so Hirani will take 19 damage, except Graz being adjacent to you is going to enact Bodyguard Sacrifice and take that damage for you.
That makes me feel guilty, too. Now I feel like a charity case.
Graz is down 34 total, but yeah, Graz has 150. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's at 116 now. He'll make it. That's a once per round thing, though. Since that guy can't shoot again, obviously, the remaining two, red and green there, are both going to shoot at Kruskog since they've got a bonus to hit. So, red first. Sorry, your reflex again?
28.
All right, that's not going to hit. Round two, even with the bonus. Round two, also going to miss. All right, so they both take their shots, they miss. This one's going to move here, and this one's going to move here, so they can block their commanding officer and keep him from getting further damage. Okay, that's it for them. Now, the Red Ball. I said I got a lot of people to run tonight. I can move down here just a little bit. The bridge crew are armed with blaster pistols. They are just going to take pot shots and basically, from top to bottom, one shooting at yellow, other than Verona. One shooting at yellow, one shooting at green, one shooting at the officer. Here we go. Miss. Nope. Miss. Miss. And I'm not terribly surprised. These guys are in bad shape. These guys are all injured. I mean, you can now see as they kind of like climb up over the console to take shots. Even one of them is just kind of like leaning back, and they're in really bad shape. Verana has his custom sporting blasting pistol. He also is injured, but he leans up over the console and he's going to take a shot at the officer specifically. Ooh, he might hit. Indeed he does. Verana does manage to score a shot. It's a sporting blaster, so it doesn't deal quite as much damage, but he pelts him for 12.
Be a man.
Go see Marvin's.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, I'm trying to do math.
Honey, you'll be happy to know Joseph Swan says the Sweats are on Call of Duty tonight. They never left. They're always on Call of Duty.
That's why we're going to play Avengers and not Call of Duty.
Or Battlefront.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I got that downloaded, actually. I ran that through last night, so we could do that, too. Okay. As far as moving, none of them are really in any position to go anywhere. This one's going to move up a little bit. Verana's going to take a step over just to the side. These guys are actually going to kind of castle maneuver him and try to, you know, make sure nobody gets around to him. But other than that, it's all they got. Okay, that then is going to bring us down in the order to Stiggard. You're up with 22. What do you want to do?
I
just want to fly.
How far into the command deck can I move into?
One, two, three. Oh, shit. Yeah, move Iris. Four, five. I mean, you can get to there if you're just trying to get to enemies, basically, but the two of them are are dead.
Hey, I would you like
could
to
you could vault over this if you want. Let me move this guy. You could vault over this railing, but it'll require an athletics check or acrobatics. I forget which one you guys have the option to do.
It's acrobatics.
Acrobatics, thank you.
Oh, say it. I could try.
That's up to you. I will warn you, if you fail, you're going to fall prone, and that'll end your turn.
Nope. I'm just going to go back over there, and I'm going to use Force Slam.
Go here, where you were?
Yes.
Jedi Cone.
Let's see. How big is the area on Force Slam?
My favorite snow cone.
Jedi Cone.
I'm going to assume, so it emanates directly from you. You...
Yeah, hang on, I got it here. 97. Page 97, but I'm pulled. I got it up. I'm just trying to get to that page.
While he's doing that, what'd you guys think of Metroid on Switch?
Metroid
Dread.
Dread?
Yeah.
I have a strong inclination to might actually get a Switch now.
It looked pretty good. If you're a fan of the old school Metroids, yeah.
Uh huh.
I get some all, Tanner. Yeah, other than the yellow one over there.
Yeah, that's cool. That's what I want to do then.
Okay. If you're going to do the damage bonus, remember you have to spend that force point now. I think. Yeah, when you use this power. So yeah, that's up to you.
I'm going
to
go ahead and use it.
Okay. Okay. So that'll put you at one. If you hit, anybody you hit will take 66. Anybody you miss takes half, right? Yeah.
Oh.
31.
Nice.
31 versus reflexes. Yeah, that's going to hit them all. So
yeah!
66 damage,
nice.
And they are all knocked prone.
That's a good roll.
I don't get any bonus for this damage, do I?
No, it's just 66, straight up. The bonus is the force point you spent.
Tanner just hit all sixes.
15, two ones killed me, and a two, and a three.
That's still pretty good, though.
So 15 on red, blue, green, and the officer. Sorry. Where are they again? There they are. Okay. So.
Where's my chippy?
Where's my chippy? There's my chippy.
And.
All right.
I'd like to use lightsaber defense.
Okay. So move standard swift. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Done and done. So basically, you come sprinting into the room, throw your hand out through the force, they are thrust to the ground, and then. Put your saber into a defensive position. Okay. Action economy. That's it, which means Kruskog, you're up.
All right. So everybody's prone, including the commanding officer.
Except for the yellow one. He's hiding over there.
Right, right. Well, I say right. If I can't see him, then I don't know that. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, you saw him run that way.
Okay, so I still got it. All right. I'm going to go ahead and... Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do... I'm going to do Force Stun, if I can. Actually, I can't, because he's not within my line of sight. I have to move in on him. Which I can't.
Yeah, even prone allies block line of sight because they're all prone.
Right.
So, or, I mean, not allies, enemies block line of sight.
Right, yeah, so I'd have to be able to get around.
They block their allies.
Okay. Boy, now that's going to be the fun part because I was going to do move to Ballista Kinesis, but if they're all not within my line of sight, that kind of renders a lot of my stuff pointless. Okay. Boy, that's going to make a lot of what I can do difficult because a lot of it is force power involved.
I would say you can delay, but you're the last in the line.
That's yeah. If it were a typical situation, I would. But
I mean, you can ready an action still, but... Yeah,
one, two, three, four, five. You know what? Am I able to see yellow in any way? Like, I'm assuming this control panel's covering him, right?
Yeah, he's got not total cover, but, like, partial cover. It's not concealment, it's cover. So yeah, it's literally a physical barrier blocking part of him.
Okay.
Giving our dice good vibes.
You know what? Actually, what I'm going to do is, I don't know what level in the move economy it is. You might know. What is a treat injury skill check?
I'm going to guess it's a standard action. I sincerely doubt it's anything less than that.
Yeah.
I think most skill checks are that. I mean, it depends on what you're doing. If you're just wanting, like, first aid, you're wanting to do, like, your force healing.
Yeah, basically I'm going to do that.
First aid is a full round action.
First aid. Oh, sheesh. Okay.
No, it takes your entire turn.
Yeah, I'm going to need to not do that.
While he's thinking about that, I want to mention that Chris Gaines' album is the only time that Garth Brooks has ever been in the top 40 on the Billboard Hot 100. So I guess Chris Gaines did something right.
It's a cruel irony.
That can't be right.
The Hot 100 specifically, not like the country top of the charts. Or anything.
Yeah. I was going to say, Billboard is very weird.
Yeah. You know, actually, I will do, I'll do Adept Negotiator.
Okay.
Can the commanding officer or any of these people hear me, I guess? Because apparently the power says it must be able to see, hear, and understand me.
Yeah.
I don't know how you want to flavor seeing because they're all prone, but.
Yeah, I mean, they're on the prone. They can still. Yeah, they can see.
Okay. That's fine. I just want to make sure. Okay, so I'll do Adept Negotiator, which is a standard action. I can resolve or weaken the resolve of an opponent. I make a persuasion check, which I do with use the force because I have that force persuasion buff. So that's a 1d20 plus 19. It's a 32, so it will depend on his will defense.
And if I can almost guarantee you that, yeah, it beats it.
Okay, well, let me give this caveat. Is he a higher level than us? Because that does give him a small bonus.
What are you guys, 13?
13.
He's below your level.
Okay, cool. So if that beats his will defense, it will move him one step down the condition track.
Okay. All right.
So my adept negotiator has the whole point, I'll be talking to him while he's prone and laying the law down that we may not have the numbers advantage at this juncture, but I feel the current situation puts us in a much more positive spot than you. I would recommend that you lay down your weapons and cease this combat. Maybe we can resolve this in a more decent manner.
Okay. It's done. You did it.
Yeah, that's a standard action. He does not respond. Of course not. No, I expect nothing less. Standard action, which means I've got moved in a swift.
Yes.
Okay. Since I've had my fun with my crew and have been able to get some retaliation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I'm going to move back to here. I'm going to try to get myself closer to Verona.
Hey, hang on a second. Highlight it again.
Let me make sure, my speed 6. Sorry, between the different grids, I'm trying to make sure I'm seeing the squares right.
Just basically 6 to the right?
Yeah, 6 to the right and go up there, yeah. Which I know puts me in the line of yellow, but gets me a bit further away from the other three.
Okay. Anything else?
With a swift, I don't think that can actually do anything at this juncture, so I will go ahead and say no.
All right. Then we're going back to the top with Graz, who is going to move in on this guy being prone and is just going to waylay him.
I like Cody's.
No, he's not.
Oh.
He's not going to do that.
Wait, what I do?
That is.
No, just you're super careful planning out your move, like really precise. And then Graz just like, I'm going to smash it.
But Graz is good at doing the weapon attacks. Gruskog is not.
Graz did hit. Boy, that's a shame. All right. So, yeah, I did not think that would hit. It did hit. Wow. It's that thing of, I didn't know this. I didn't think this would, I would get this far. Jeez. So he's prone, which means a melee attack while the guy's prone. He definitely hits. And he also definitely just murders him. Yeah, this guy gets thrown prone.
Decapitation.
Yeah, this guy gets thrown prone, and Graz just rushes into the room and absolutely waylays him with the blunt end of the axe, just pummels him until he goes down.
That's and then turns, movie level.
Turns and just belts out a horrible scream toward the rest of them on the ground. He's coming for them next.
That sounds basically a lot like Chris Gaines' music.
That's exactly actually why Chris Gaines had to go. Was Garth couldn't handle it anymore. It was too much.
He was in that Wookiee rage.
He couldn't do it. Iris, you're up. What do you want to do?
I want to move up beside Sigurd so that I can shoot yellow.
Okay.
Back here. Yes, have some.
Right to there?
Yeah.
Done. Do it. Yeah, yellow is now in your line of sight. He does not have that cover anymore.
27.
That is a hit.
Bang.
It's a good night.
So far.
I gotta stop doing stuff like this on stream or they're gonna get me in trouble at work.
32.
Yes. Look at the max eights on a couple of them.
He is the only one who has not been hit, so he does not die from that hit, but he is going down a step on the condition track. Because you waylaid his threshold. Yeah. Anything else?
I'm going to go ahead and use my running attack to use the rest of my movement just to go back down beside Pink and kind of like duck behind the console.
Like here?
Yeah.
Or, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that works. Basically, you run in, take the shot, and run back around, making it more difficult for him to get to you. Done. Yes. Okay. Then, technically, you still have a swift, because that's just finishing out your movement.
I don't have anything I can really do with the swift at the moment, so I'm good.
Got it. Hirani, you're up.
Which one did she just waylay hard? Red?
Yellow.
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 Yellow, okay. Then, I'm going to double blast one on red and one on green.
Okay. So I'm going to move you here to get good line of sight for that.
Then never mind. Can't do it.
Just a 1.2. They're both prone currently.
No,
so.
I mean, I can't. I literally can't do it. It's a full round action.
Right, but no, I'm also saying.
Never mind. That's that low wall. You can shoot from that, but yeah, you are gonna have a penalty to hit them because they are prone. Again. So it's a minus two.
So that means I'd be hitting them at a 20 plus three. Yeah. Well,
your call.
Yeah. No, I won't risk it. I'll take a shot at yellow.
Okay, he is behind cover, so we'll move you. You'll either have to come to here, like somewhere in there, or you can go farther up, like to, it had to be like there. You can see him from there.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Yeah, no penalties to hit him. He's not far enough behind 20. Cover at this point.
Give me another 20, you coward. That's not a 20.
That wasn't it.
No.
That is going to miss. You do still have a force point if you want to spend it.
Man, I don't think it's going to work. How many force points do I have?
One.
Oh, okay.
And roll it. But that's D6, Tanner. He would have, even if he maxes it, that's going to be sketchy.
No, yeah, it is D6s. He gets two. So.
Right, but if he maxes, it's still going to be kind of close.
Right.
Hey, yeah, but didn't somebody get a hit earlier with like a 19?
Screw it. You know what? It's not worth deciding. I'm just going to do it. What does it matter? Okay. We'll get him back anyway.
2d6s. We'll take the higher of the two.
Yep. Nope.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
The 18.
The 18 hits.
See, I told you, Tanner. Told you, Tanner. Don't doubt me.
18 hits. Wow. They're stormtroopers, man. They're the armor is just for show.
I guess for whatever reason, we're butting on the end of episode 7, I'm for whatever reason thinking stormtroopers might be a little bit beefier.
And it's such good armor, too. It's so cool. Still
stormtroopers.
All right, here we go. Let's put 18 on him.
Yeah, no, he's dead. I should ask what your bonus. Well, you wouldn't have gotten on the bonus. He only had 9 left after Lindsay hit him so hard. Iris hit him so hard.
Made him say, "Oh my lord."
Yeah, pretty much she catches him from the side and he starts expecting an attack from there, and you come around from the other side and just put a round into him. He's done and done. Yeah, yeah. Oh, also, I forgot to mention he was down a step on the condition track, which also helped you hit him. So there's that.
And as a swift action, I want to use Impel Ally to put Sigurd wherever he wants to go.
Sigurd, take a move action.
Like to move up adjacent to green and red there.
Okay. Right there or right there? Who do you want to be in front of?
Green.
Okay. You're still adjacent to both.
Yeah.
Of course, it's their turn next, so have fun.
Yes, it is.
That's what happened to Cody.
The good news is they're prone and they're using ranged weapons.
So they gotta get up and get out of the step.
Well, the officer acts first, and he is going to stand as a move action, and then as his next move action, he is going to flee like the wind. And to about there.
He's a chicken shit.
He's running, and I mean running for his life. The remaining troopers, they're both prone, so this red is going to stand. Yeah, they don't have melee weapons to do that. Even if they did, they couldn't switch to them. No, they don't.
Full round action.
No, it's a move action.
Move action, okay.
Yeah. Why would it be a full round action to stand up? That's horrible. No, it's a move action. Move action to stand. Oh, you know what? I got an idea.
Oh, no.
I don't like when he does that.
All right. So, hang on. How long do these take to go off? Is it immediate? Is it on impact?
Oh, shit.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm glad I've moved.
Where's equipment?
Mistake has been made.
Well, that's why I left.
All right, give me a minute.
We don't want to, though.
There they are.
While he's doing that, what did you guys think of the? I got nothing else for the game. So that's terrible. All right, actually, no, I do have a rant real quick, really quick. While he's doing that, the new Final Fantasy game Origins, that is the Dark Souls inspired Final Fantasy game. Did you see it? Did you see the most
terrible,
plain, boring Final Fantasy character of all time? Motherfucker's name is Jack. He wears a T-shirt.
They're calling it Normcore.
Oh my god, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He also says chaos about 700 times in the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh. Chaos. Who has the name Jack? Ugh.
Okay. So, here's what this guy's going to do. He's not going to stand, because you can move while prone. I mean, it's just at half your speed.
That's what my brain was
trying to
figure out.
Someone's gonna crawl.
So yeah, he's going to crawl away from Sigurd one space. That's as far as he can get without provoking an attack of opportunity. And then on his ground, he is going to pull his frag grenade and lob it at Graz and Sigurd.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the best possible thing he could do. Why wouldn't he? It's a two-square burst.
Because typically stormtroopers don't think that fast or that well.
Well, Cody, you said it. It is the end of the campaign episode, so, you know.
Caveats were going to happen.
All right.
Won't he risk
multiple attack rolls, one damage.
Isn't he going to risk blowing up his own guy?
Sure. No, it's a two-square burst. He's throwing it into the square that encompasses just Graz and Sigurd.
Well, he's going to blow up his dead friends.
No, two-square burst, man. It only takes Graz and Sigurd. Yeah, unless he rolls a 1, that would be the only way I would have it.
I, said he's going to blow up his dead friends.
No, they're not in the square. Them. Yeah.
Well, I thought he was throwing
two square burst.
I thought he was throwing it at Graz, which would be two squares all around him, right?
Graz, no. It's literally 1, 2, 3, 4. okay. two square burst. Okay. Yeah. So it'll literally just get those two.
I'll shut up now.
So it's okay. I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page there. All right. Groz first. It does not hit. Groz will still take half damage because that's how a grenade works. Sigurd, same deal. What's your reflex? And Sigurd has left.
He is frozen. Yeah.
He froze, and he also bounced out a roll 20. That's good.
Oh, boy.
That's not good.
Did his internet go down, or did he just quit?
No, that's the question. I think his internet went down because he was complaining about his internet.
Super. Well, I can handle this for him.
What an unfortunate time for your internet to go out.
His reflex is high enough that I don't think that's going to hit. That's a 27.
He's back.
Hey, Tanner, you're back. What's your reflex?
27. 28, lightsaber defense. But that only counts for... Well, no, it does pump everything up. Also, we can't hear you, for the record. I didn't hear any of that. I just saw your mouth move. And you're not in roll 20. Okay, yeah, now you're good. And now you're back in roll 20.
My internet just crapped out again randomly.
It looked like it, yes. So both of you are going to be missed by the grenade, but you still take half damage, unless you have the evasion talent, and I don't think anybody does. So it is going to be... Well, thanks. 10 damage total.
Does anybody have the evasion talent?
Evasion.
Sigurd, you take 10 damage from the explosion of this grenade. You and Groz basically kind of like hunker down at the moment. A bit of the shrapnel catches you, but not enough to really just, you know, ruin your day. Seeing his buddy make that move, Green is going to do exactly the same thing. He will miss Groz.
You greenie.
He will also miss Sigurd. But again, half damage on this. This time you take 11 damage.
All things considered, not the worst thing that could happen. But
For the record, Groz is now under 100 hit points.
Yeah.
He's taking 55 damage in this single combat alone. Yeah, basically these two just start throwing everything, all the ordnance that they've got. But all they can do is crawl away. They are still prone there. And yeah, they're the only remaining ones. So the rebels now inspired. Well, actually, you guys can't see behind that console. Further shots are not... Well, no, I'll take that back. Verana does lean up over to take a shot. He sees that those two are prone. He's going to try to shoot at Green, but he's clearly not in very good shape. We'll see if he can pull it off regardless. He cannot. But no further shots come from that side of the console, and you actually can't see it. Krozkog, you're as close as you can get to being around that console, but from your vantage point, you can't quite see what's going on back there. Leave it at that. Sigurd, you're up.
Like to move in on red.
Okay.
And I'm with a single lightsaber, two-handed strike.
Okay.
I gotta pull what that was again.
Two-handed adds damage bonuses. I don't think it adds anything to the hit.
I'm trying to... Well, I had it on my paper. I can't find it now.
It adds your strength modifier to the damage. That's okay. It. Groz uses that for the vibro axe too. Oh!
Jedi.
Force point, or not force point, destiny point.
You're gonna use a destiny point?
You're wasting destiny point on a stormtrooper.
It's his choice.
I have two. I don't need a one happening right now.
That's your call. Yeah, you can use a destiny point, and it'll be—I mean, it'll be a guaranteed critical, basically.
Yeah,
literally.
Let's reverse it. Yeah.
Okay. So that roll is an automatic crit. What's your max damage with that hit?
Let's see. It is 2d8 plus 8. Plus
24.
Plus my strength. Where is it at? 10, so 34.
Mm-mm, your strength bonus.
Bonus, oh. I.
That should be your so it should be your dex.
Dexterity. So plus
three. Yeah, because you have lightsaber finesse or you have weapon finesse.
Yeah, dexterity. Yeah,
24 plus
3.
27. Yeah. That's enough to kill him. He had 26 left. So basically, coming out of these grenade explosions, there's like this cloud of dust, and your lightsaber doesn't actually short out. You thought it had, but you had deignited it and hunkering down and looking down to get it like set back up as you walk toward this guy. You ignite it just in time to come down and just deliver a killing blow. He's dead. He's done.
Jim.
Move standard. Anything else?
Lightsaber defense for Swift.
Okay. Then Kruskog, you're up.
One, two, three, four, five, six. I'm not. The thing it sucks is that even with force treatment, it's still a treat injury, so that's going to be a full round action, so I can't do it. But I would like to at least take a couple steps around this corner and see what's going on.
Okay. Once you get to here, you can see that this trooper has succumbed to his injuries. Yeah, Lord, I can't see the X. Hang on a second. I'm moving. He has expired. The remaining two are tending to Verana while he is like also trying to kind of tend to them. All three of them are fairly severely injured. Verana's not nearly as bad as you thought he was, but you can see that he has like a dark red stain glowing or growing underneath his shirt, underneath his officer's uniform.
Yeah. Oh man, there's nothing I can do in terms of treatment in a situation like this, but I'm going to get up with Verana. I'm going to use all my movement to go parallel with this guy.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
Basically gather some information from Verana. It's like, I know you're hurt. Don't expend much energy trying to... What's a brief sit rep?
Let's see. Yeah, you can see that stain is spreading across his chest. Let me see what he can tell you. Pretty much he looks up and kind of like grimaces into a grin and basically says, hey, it took you long enough. He says, worry about these guys. We got this. And that's all he's going to have time to say for right now.
Okay, that's where I'm going to stay for now. Not to tip my hand too much toward my next turn, but that's where I'm going to be.
Okay. Then we are back to the top once again with Groz, who is going to make the logical move in on green and attempt to end his days. That's a hit. Oh, dang. Not his best roll. He does deal a significant amount of damage, but it's not going to be enough to... to end him. Math. Okay, got it. Yeah, he's almost done, but not quite there. Groz does not have any lift actions. He hasn't taken anything over his threshold. So I have nothing to do there. I will go ahead and enact his second wind. And so, oh my gosh, I haven't done that in so long. What does that do again? Is it a quarter of your hit points?
I don't remember.
I think it's a quarter.
But I think you have to be below a certain number, too. He may not be able to do that. 46. It's been so long. But he is injured, so I thought I can use it up. And I think it is a swift. When is a swift action? No, you got to be one half your maximum. He's not that far down. All right. So, no need to do that, really. And... come on. Swift action wise, I think all of his other stuff is really just to protect others. Yeah, sacrifice lifesaver, giving away his move. He already moved as part of his running attack. I mean, he moved up on this guy and damaged him, and he is prone, so he wouldn't get an attack of opportunity. But there's really no reason for him to go anywhere else other than to move around here and block this guy's escape path. So just got to finish that and stop it there. Iris, you're up.
I am going to double move back through the lounge to the other security door and block the officer's exit.
Okay. So that puts you right there.
Yep.
Or like right there. Whichever one puts you.
It's,
Grid-wise, yeah, that puts you in front of the door. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that puts you there. Anything else?
Nope. I'm just going to hold tight with my gun ready to go.
Okay. Iris, you're up.
Harani?
No.
Harani, yeah. Sorry.
That one.
I looked right at it and said the wrong thing.
Harani is sad for Graz because she knows how badly he wanted that. So she's going to use Impel Ally 2 to give him another shot.
All right. So another attack roll. Yeah, that's going to do it. His damage bonus is enough to finish that off. I'm not even going to roll it. Yeah, basically, Graz brings us down, and the guy's like still moving, and he's just, oh, he's very sad. And then Ronnie from across the way goes, do it again, buddy.
Okay.
puts God. It into him. Done.
I just see Graz as Patrick Bateman during American Psycho. Just that smile on his face.
He does that little move, that little.
Yes. You say that, and of course, I'm thinking of the Huey Lewis and the News bit, but at the same time, all I can hear is, you ever been in a storm, Wally? Huh? You ever been in a real storm?
Not...
Storm of fists?
Newsflash, asshole!
He's been trying to kill you the entire time! Okay, that was your standard. You still have a move and a swift left.
Yeah, I'm going to use my swift action to impel Sigurd to join Iris chasing after old officer there.
Okay.
I'd like to try to come through the door. Yeah.
If I counted correctly, you can get to there.
Okay. Is that with me going through the door?
Pincer attack.
What if... No, it would stop you there because you have to get around the corner too. Graz is kind of blocking it, but you have to walk around.
Okay, what if I try to vault over the console there?
Yeah, you could do that. You can make an... I don't know. She gave you... Well, yeah, she gave you a move action. Ah, hell with it. Yeah, you can make an acrobatics check.
Why not?
Normally, I wouldn't, but...
It's a party that we're trying to get over.
It's a party.
So we can play video games.
Video games.
Padilla's waiting.
Oh, Padilla.
Dirk 1 on DVD.
Padilla. I thought you said Dirk 1 on DVD. How are you going to make that roll? Or, oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, it's good enough. It's fine. Yeah, I'll take it. So pretty much that'll get you right through, right up on top of him.
Hello there.
As far as you can go. Yeah, basically. he also does not know that Iris is on the other end. So,
come screaming around the corner. The dude, honestly,
like screaming around the corner there with your lightsaber.
What a bad position to be in.
It is also his turn. and with someone immediately adjacent to him there, does he have a melee weapon? I don't even know if he does. You're gonna find out.
He's got these hands. I don't
plan on using it. That's all he's got. You can get these hands, and that's about it. Instead, he's going to back up, and he's going to take a shot at you, man. I mean, he's moving for his life here now. So, here we go.
Okay. What do you got left?
He's going to miss.
He's scared.
Yeah, with his blaster pistol. And he's going to attempt to run again, so you're going to get an attack of opportunity here.
Okay, I don't want to kill him. See what I got.
You're going to attack him opportunity. All right, I want to kill him.
I mean, I don't want to kill him.
Oh. All
right, that's a dark side point.
Let's see.
At this point, I'm just waiting for Hunter to be the substitute teacher on the teacher strike.
That's a dark side again? Point.
That's a pass.
Sorry, what's that?
Can I use force time again?
No, all you get is a basic attack. He's running from you. You don't have to take it. But you have an attack of opportunity at your disposal. You don't have to do it. But if you take the attack of opportunity, all you get is a basic swing.
You're not going to kill him.
Take it. We're trying to keep this guy from running. What are you doing?
You got that little twig.
Where's he going to go?
Nowhere if you attack him.
Out the airlock.
Fine, I'll attack him.
Yeah. Be a man. Attack the officer. Be a man.
You going to attack him?
17.
Don't worry, you didn't hit him anyway.
Right.
Yeah, you did. Take a dark side point.
God damn it!
Yeah.
He shot
at him.
He
was fleeing from you.
He shot at him. He was fleeing. But he shot at him.
He was fleeing to leave. So
he shot at him. Tanner, I'm going to pay that one back. Yeah. I'll get you that one back. Don't worry.
You don't have to do it. You can rewind it if you want.
I'm rewinding it. I didn't want to do it in the first place.
That's true. He really didn't.
You're both dead to me.
I'll take the dark side point in this place.
He's going to flee directly into this door and right into Iris, and that's where his move action is going to end. Yeah, he's got nothing else to do from there. skipping Verona's turn. He can't do anything from there. Sigurd, you're up.
Yeah, Sigurd.
Do it again.
Chase him down.
I do that at least. At least corner him.
Yeah, that's true. Box him.
Okay. Move up to here.
Lay down.
At this point, basically, he's going to drop his blaster and surrender. He's going to put his hands up.
Hands up.
And they stay there.
And that's it. I'm going to end the action initiatives there. We can figure out what we're doing from that point, but there is no need to continue initiative orders from that point.
Immediately. All right,
so combat.
Administer aid.
I'm going to immediately take my binder cuffs out and stick them on him.
Okay, yeah, he's not going to resist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure
front, behind, the back, whatever you want to do.
Whatever conlink he has, crush it. If he's got any way, make sure that's done.
Yeah, you can inspect him. He has, what does he have on him? He's got his blaster pistol, which he had before. He's got like an Imperial code cylinder, like a standard issue code cylinder. He's got a comlink and his uniform, and that's it. He doesn't have any like personal identifying stuff.
I'm taking his blaster and I'm taking his code cylinder and I'm crushing his comlink.
Okay.
Take his clothes. Fair enough.
No, he can keep his clothes on for now.
The blaster pistol is a standard issue, just Imperial blaster pistol. It does nothing different than the one in the book. It's in pristine condition. Like, it looks like it's not necessarily brand new, but it's well maintained. But beyond that, it's nothing of note. The code cylinder would be something for another day. In the immediacy, it doesn't seem to do anything different because it is like it's like holding a flash drive. Like, you would have to plug it into stuff to see if it does anything.
Yeah.
That's it. What else?
Administer aid.
Yeah.
Okay. That's something you can do.
And we should probably get them off the ship ASAP if we can get them stable.
Kruskog, you've got that Uber heal, right?
I got treat injury, yeah, through that.
Hit them all. There's no point in me doing it when you're the better one, so yeah, just do it.
That's going to be for... I don't care what Verona says, I am treating Verona first.
Okay, I mean, he'll accept it, but basically he says we don't have a lot of time. So to recoup, he, as you guys kind of, you know, whoever's making their way around the console at this point, Verona again through that pain grin says, I was wondering if you guys were going to show up. And then he coughs a little bit. His attendants kind of move over and then make sure that he's in decent shape. He'll accept first aid, but basically he says, we have no time for anything other than that.
That's all I have to deal with the rest.
Heal him and let's go.
Stabilize him and let's get out.
Cut it out.
Wow.
Yep. All right, so he gets some hit points back. I'll take care of the details on that. Okay.
Maybe have Graz aid him in getting out.
I'm about to say, hoof him over Graz's shoulder.
Yeah, he can do that.
Yeah.
Graz also got his ass kicked for the record.
Graz is the next one in line to get treated, but
we gotta go there. We gotta get going.
Okay.
Back to the coterie.
So as Verona gets slung up over Graz's shoulder, as Graz is basically bending over preparing to pick him up, Verona puts his fingers up to his ears and says, he holds a finger up and says, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. He closes his eyes for a second and then says, understood. He looks up and says, I have some bad news. We have a report that Master Denny has been taken prisoner by the Inquisitorius.
Ah, shit.
And he lets that settle for a second as Graz. He says, if you guys think you can make it, get to the landing bay. You might be able to stop the Inquisitors before they get her off the resurgence. My crew and I can find our way to your ship and we'll meet you there. Go. Go. And he starts waving you off.
Now he'll Graz. Now he'll Graz. We're going to fight a damn super Jedi again. Just do it.
Let's do it.
What that am I doing with this prisoner? Am I just going to kick his butt and just leave him or what?
Send him with the group. They can take him.
Yep.
All That'll right. get 20 of Graz's points okay. back.
That's something at least.
He's up over 100 again. Yep. He's got that going for him.
All right, so we're going to send the prisoner off with the rebels, and then I guess...
Let them know. Yeah. As Kruskog leaves, he will let them know. Vrana, head honcho, and here is yours. Take it to the ship for us if you don't.
If he gets kind of gives you the little salute.
And Harani's going to tell him if he gets a black eye or two.
All right, who's to say?
Who's to say what happens?
He kind of chuckles and then coughs up again. He's in All pretty right. bad shape again.
Yeah.
All right, now we go.
Okay.
Yeah, let's haul up.
All right, so I'm going Ronnie, to
move it.
Ronnie doesn't actually. Really I guess care I'll just leave you guys Jedi,
there. So. There you go. You don't care about Jawana Jedi.
So you guys are the idea is to head to the docking bay.
That's so, plan. Like where we're going to find there, I'm sure.
You make your way back through what is, again, a pretty treacherous series of corridors, but you've navigated them pretty well at this point. Occasionally that turbo laser fire rocks the hull, but for the most part, you're all right. You know, people stumble around a bit here and there, but for the most part, you manage. You're running on a pretty strong adrenaline high coming off of that particular fight. And with the corridors behind you, eventually you make your way toward the docking bay, which you can see through a blast door that is open, is filled with debris and a pretty large number of fallen crew members from the resurgence. There are also, more disturbingly, and it just gets worse by the minute, two very large Imperial shuttles sitting on the floor of the landing bay. There is the black expanse of space that's visible behind them. It's a shielded opening, as per usual. All sorts of flashes of light flickering around in the back. The battle outside is still raging on. And there are a number of individuals, most of whom are dressed in the red and black uniforms of the Inquisitorius, moving about. Prisoners are escorted at gunpoint with their hands behind their heads aboard the first shuttle. Kruskog, Sigurd, you two in particular, note that among though the prisoners that are being escorted onto that first shuttle is a smaller figure in dark brown robes who turns and looks in your direction. It's very clearly Denia. It's just a fleeting glance over her shoulder in your direction before she's nudged along and disappears into the shuttle's interior with the rest of the captives. That draws your attention long enough that you only catch an even less fleeting glance at a second figure, also familiar, who is heading up the end of that line, like bringing up the rear, and turns to face you. His features are marred by this black metallic faceplate that covers about half of his face, has a single red optic as well. And it's not Inquisitor Sordidum. It's not your old friend. Kruskog, actually, this person doesn't look familiar to you at all, but Sigurd, you have seen this person through the Force in some previous visions. It's only when the remaining three of you, Graz, Harani, and Iris, get a good look at this person that you know without a doubt this is Valen Draco. How he survived your previous encounter is not immediately clear, but he meets your gaze, actually, Harani. He lands on you, makes a dismissive gesture, and the blast doors close in front of you, sealing you out of the hangar.
Damn. I was going to get off and ionize, see if I could at least weaken that shuttle, but never mind.
Open the door.
Now.
gonna move you over to.
Oh shit! We really are gonna open the door. I was kidding. Let's go. Let's leave.
You asked for it, pal.
We can make more Jedi.
This is a storm you're talking about, Jedi. Wally.
I've got barrels of midichlorians.
I got boxes full of Jedi.
I got a binder full of Jedi.
We just need one of ours to find that, like, time and space portal, you know?
Shut the fuck up.
So the blast door in front of you guys is closed. What would you like to do? There is a door to your right and then a series of turbo lifts behind you where you would have entered this area.
Harani's going to speak up and say, look, I don't think this is a fight we really want right now, is it?
Shut up and unlock the door.
Bruce Cog is very quickly going to acknowledge that I understand the ramifications of the statement I'm about to make. But I fear we're outnumbered, and even if we do make our way through the masses of enemies, we will not reach Master Denny in time.
We can't just let him take her.
Groz does not like the idea of leaving behind. But that's just him. He doesn't get to make any choices.
Harani's going to look at Groz, then think about her life for a second and how everything's falling apart and how she's going to be homeless in 2 weeks. And she pulls both of her blasters and says, screw it, let's do it. She's in her emo phase. Let's just go.
Krushkog's going to give a passing glance and ask, you got any more of those detonators on you?
Harani, knowing she doesn't, says, mm-hmm.
God. Of course.
So for the record, the blast door in front of you is closed.
All right, so how do we get in?
Again, there is a door to your right that is not a blast door. It's just a standard door.
Yeah.
Go through that door.
Let's go through that door. Sickard, you first.
Don't get it, Ray.
The bottom door opens to another similar, like, room to one that you're in, almost like a little holding space. It has another blast door in front of you that is also sealed. But you didn't see that one shut, so who knows? It could be open. You could give it a shot. You could.
Before anything happens, I'm going to pull out the second lightsaber and say, ask Harani to please try to slice into this, please. Please, please.
Harani will acknowledge him and look around for a way to get in.
Yeah, there's a standard panel that after a little bit of inspection you can pry open and attempt to open up.
Did you say mechanics? You cut out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mechanics.
All right. Ronnie cracks her fingers. Says, let's do this.
Yeah, that's good enough. It takes a second, but the door eventually slides open to give way to another scene. The shuttle that Draco was entering, which would have been, it's on your right, effectively, it is no longer there, because you see it is now taking off and leaving through that area. Left in its place are another shuttle, as well as you can see on the map here, a handful of Imperial Navy troopers. These are the typical black helmet, blast vest guys with their blaster pistols. And someone standing in the midst of them, clearly an Imperial officer by her uniform, a tall woman, very athletic, close-cropped blonde hair, cold blue eyes that betray no emotion, and as you can see even from a distance, a wicked smile that curls up at the corners of her mouth. He has a blaster holster on one side, but Krushkog, Sigurd, you two note immediately that on the opposite side of her belt, she does indeed have a lightsaber hilt dangling from her belt, which she grabs, ignites in red, and takes a defensive stance. And that's where we're going to stop for tonight.
Son of a bitch.
Boy, I'm glad I pulled both my sabers out.
Boy, I'm glad you had us jump into the blast door where they were taken off in the shuttle.
Hey, I just preemptively, Krushkog's line to open the next episode. get Mendoza. And he's leaving. Because he's going to die, or he's going to leave. So get Mendoza.
Hirani can't die here. How's she going to get her hot link?
You keep eating them hot links, Hirani. You ain't going to see the HoloNet retirement.
All right. I'm going to make a reference, and I want to see if anybody gets the quote. Hirani's going to go in there and look at him and say, is this the illegal chop shop where they chop cars up? Because I'm going to chop up my wife's car. Bitch ain't been acting right. Anybody get that one?
Beverly Hills Cop, isn't
it? Yes, yes, good.
I knew it was.
Excellent, excellent. Excellent.
So, yeah, we will indeed. I can now confirm for a fact we will wrap up Episode 8 and Act 2 of the Dawn of Defiance campaign, A Reckoning of Wraiths, next week on the show, guys. Thanks so much for listening and for watching along. Before we get to that, Shannon, what's going on the rest of the week?
I wish I could tell you. I'm going to keep packing, as you can see. Most of my display is gone. They're in boxes. The other half will be gone by the next time we do a show. And they may do Pro Wrestling Unscripted tomorrow. They may not. They didn't do it last week. So we'll see what happens. Thursday is an all-new After Dark. Probably. And then Friday, the return of the Kazman, as he will be on an all-new Horse Time here on the Podzilla 1985 Network.
Horse Time?
Horse Time.
Stay tuned for I Want to Believe next week for a surprise.
Should we spoil that surprise now, or hold on to it?
I'm not sure. We're going to hold on to it.
Can I get the finger against the face one more time? Can we do that together? Okay.
Awesome. All right, guys, as always, again, thank you so much for watching. If you need to go back and catch up on any previous episodes, you can do so at Podzilla1985.com or here on the Facebook page. Again, tune in next Tuesday night, because once again, it will be the finale of Episode 8, A Reckoning of Wraiths, and Act 2 of the Star Wars Dawn of Defiance campaign, so you'll find out then how it ends for now before we head into Act 3 and also what's coming next. But until then, for Shannon, for Lindsay, for Tanner, and for Cody, I am your Game Master Double H. Until next Tuesday, may the Force be with you. We'll see you then. Later.